Okay, this coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Re'eh, which begins, of course, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Ayom Baruch Hu Klala, behold, I'm setting before you today a bracha and a klala. So Rav Shachter Shlita would remind us that the Torah is formulating the principles of Bechira Chavshas over here. And this is in contrast to much of today's psychology that argues that behavior and choice is predetermined, which he would remind us is an idea that's not in line with Torah thoughts, a big, big theme of Rav Shachter's. Rav Shachter added that when the Rambam formulated this most significant principle in Hilchos Tshuva, at the beginning of the fifth parak of Hilchos Tshuva, instead of referring to freedom of will as Bechira Chavshas, it's commonly referred to as what Rav Shachter used to highlight was Rishus. In one of his drushes for Aser Simei Tshuva, Rabbi Soloveitchik suggested that perhaps the Rambam meant to bring out the following idea. In modern Hebrew, we refer to elections as Bechirot. At election time, we're presented with a fixed set of candidates, and we choose from among them. But man, however, not only has Bechira Chavshas to choose from among the various options which are presented to him, but he even has Rishus, he has the ability to choose a path in life which was never even presented to him as an option. And so therefore, even people brought up in a totally non-observant family and in an anti-Torah society also have the ability to choose, similar to Yesh Me'ayin, to be observant. I give you a bracha and a klala, right? This is the principle of Bechira Chavshas. Still, we're told that we have responsibility later in the parashas, Hashem Elokecha Tira V'Osos Avodu. We're told we're supposed to serve Him. And Rashi explains that we're supposed to serve Hashem in His Mikdash. And the Ramban in Parashas V'Eschanan says we can serve Hashem in His Torah and in His Mikdash. What's the Avoda in the Mikdash? That's a reference to Karbanos. And the Avoda in Torah? To learn more Torah. So Rav Yisvei, the late great Philadelphia Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, added that like a servant whose only purpose in existence is to do the will of his master, we have the opportunity, we can serve Hashem best by being entrenched in learning through connection to Hashem totally. And so it therefore happens when we have Ki Yisischa Achicha Bani Avicha Bani Mecha, when somebody comes along and he says, Nelcha V'Navda Elohim Achirim Ashelo Yadata, to go serve other gods whom you don't know. Now, why do we keep highlighting the idea that there are other gods whom we don't know? What are we supposed to take from the we don't know? So the Chasam Sofer explains that this conveys the message that in every generation, there are always going to be new ideologies that are antagonistic to Torah, but will claim that they have something new to offer, whereby they try to entice and recruit people to their ideology, but each one of those ideologies fails. Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Tversky Zatzal added that this teaches us that one may not be gullible. There's an issue to be gullible. Sometimes we're so wishful for the simple, effortless bliss that leads one to latch onto every fad that comes into practice. If the Chiddush is brand new and never heard of before, Rabbi Tversky used to say, it's probably not okay. And we're told instead that we are Ki Am Kadosh Ata L'Hashem Elokecha, we are a holy nation. And the Sefri notes that one should not permit something that others forbid when you're in the presence of the others. And that's also based on this principle of Ki Am Kadosh Ata L'Hashem Elokecha. So long as you're with others who are strict, strive for the Kedusha. So Rav Volbi Zatzal explains that when one is in the presence of those who are more scrupulous, it should arouse in him a desire to emulate them, at least for the time you're in their presence. This, of course, assumes that what they're doing is scrupulousness and not scrupulosity. Person has to be normal. There's a mitzvah to be normal as well. Leman tilmad liras Hashem. We're told that the purpose of Maaser Sheni, where we take a second Maaser in the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, is somewhat debated by the Mefarshim. The Ramban explains that the purpose is, as is stated, Leman tilmad liira, that we should learn to fear Hashem, because the national teachers are prevalent there to teach him. The Hadar Zakenim continues that the hope was that the people might even stay after the Chagim to learn more. Eating up in Yerushalayim, bringing it up to Yerushalayim, is something that would keep people there even longer, just to hopefully get them around in that situation. So the wonderful Rosh Kollel in Mevaseret Zion, Rabbi Yosef Carmel, Shalita adds that going to Yerushalayim is not just about bringing karbanos, but also about taking a break in daily activities to grow from spiritual and emotional perspectives in a holy place with holy people. And that's a wise use of the significant tithe of the produce that we call Ma'aser Sheni. And so today as well, one of the important jobs of Torah professionals is to be concerned with the emotional health of their students and their congregants, and to see to it that we make sure that everyone comes through Torah experiences inspired. If somebody takes the time out to come spend time with us, we have a responsibility to go ahead and make sure they come out inspired. We're finally told at the end of the parsha, we're told, V'samachta l'fnei Hashem Elokecha. When it comes to the Chag HaSukkos, we have a responsibility to rejoice in front of Hashem. And Rashi cites the Medrash that Hashem says, if you bring joy to my four, then I will bring joy to your four. Hashem's four, the Levi, the Ger, the Yasom, and the Almana. The Levi, the convert, the orphan, and the widow. And ours include our children and our staff. And so Rabbi Bender Shalita, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Darchei Torah, notes that this teaches us that it's not enough to invite guests or give tzedakah. We have a responsibility to make the people that we are involved with feel part of the Yom Tov experience. V'samachta l'fnei Hashem Elokecha. We have to bring the simcha to them in the process. Finally, in the Haftorah, we're told, V'tzedakati konani. We should establish ourselves through righteousness. In Rav David Feinstein's Hatzal noted that charity and righteous acts to those less fortunate will be the foundation of Am Yisrael's reestablishment on the land. Some of these acts include the forgiving of loans in the Shemitah year, consistent giving of tzedakah and giving ma'aser, as they are discussed in the parsha, hence forming the connection there within. We have wonderful opportunities to form all sorts of connections, but the ideal connections are formed in Eretz Yisrael. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu make sure we get there real soon and experience a Shabbat Shalom to all.